أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. With the month of Ramadan just around the corner, I thought maybe a few reminders about Ramadan would be beneficial to us all. Ramadan is considered one of the most auspicious months for Muslims around the world, who fast from dawn to sunset every day for the entire month, refraining from eating, smoking or drinking anything, from the pre-drawn meal called suhoor to the meal at sunset called iftar. Eid, a three-day celebration, marks the end of Ramadan. O you who have believed, decreed upon you is fasting, as it was decreed upon those before you, so that you may become righteous. But to fast is best for you if you only knew. Surah Baqarah, ayat number 183-184. It's the month in which the Quran was revealed to our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah has made the night of Laylatul Qadr in it. The night of Qadr is much better than 1,000 months. Surah Al-Qadr, ayat number 3. We are supposed to seek this night in the last 10 nights of Ramadan and spend it in worship, seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fasting teaches restraint, the ability to control worldly desires and to spend time in prayer and meditation. The act of fasting allows us to understand the pain and suffering of millions of people around the world who live in famine and poverty, leaving you more grounded and grateful for Allah's blessings and with compassion for the needy. During this month, an obligatory zakah donation from our wealth is distributed among the poor. We are not only supposed to abstain from food and water, but also negative emotions like jealousy, anger, swearing, complaining, arguing, gossiping, lying, and from wasting time in fruitless acts like television, social media, etc., and focus on prayers and recitation of the Quran and charity. Abu Huraira reported Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, "If one does not abandon falsehood and other acts like it, God has no need that one should abandon one's food and drink." Sahih Bukhari. Fasting does not aim at inflicting punishment and burden on a person. It is meant to teach moderation and spiritual discipline, so our desires do not become so wild and uncontrollable that they flout the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abu Huraira reported Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, "When Ramadan begins, the gates of heaven are opened and the gates of hell are locked and the devils are chained." Bukhari Muslim. There is one extra congregational sunnah prayer called Taraweeh, which would be about 8, 10, 12 or 20 rakats, prayed after Isha and before Witr. One who provides a fasting person with a glass of water during iftar will be granted access to Allah's fountain and never experience thirst again. According to the teachings of Islam, iftar should be a simple meal and not a lavish affair. We should avoid wasting precious ibadah time in making lavish iftar meals. Eat light and healthy meals and focus on dua, salah and Quran recitation. Let's get the most out of this month with a few tips. Start by making a good intention for your fast, as niyyah is everything. Umar ibn al-Khattab narrated the Prophet saying, "The reward of deed depends upon the intention, and every person will get the reward according to what he has intended." Bukhari. Seek forgiveness from Allah and whoever you may have hurt to start the month with a purified heart, and forgive others so Allah may forgive you. Reflect on yourself, your deeds, and where you may be going wrong, and correct yourself. Set realistic goals on how much of the Quran or the whole of it or the number of times you would like to complete its recitation, but also keep time aside for reading the translation and tafsir, as understanding the Quran and acting upon its guidelines is also extremely important. Abu Umama said, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Read the Quran, for it will come as an intercessor for its reciters on the day of resurrection." Wake up for night prayers. Abu Huraira narrated the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, "The most excellent prayer after which is obligatory is the night prayer." Muslim Hadith. Give more charity and sadaqah. Spend more time in dua. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all your needs, worldly and related to the hereafter. Pray for your loved ones. No Muslim supplicates for his brother behind his back, but the angels say, "And for you the same." Pray for the deceased. Be grateful. Substitute negative thoughts with positive ones. Make sure your eyes, mouth and ears also fast from wrong sights, words and sounds. Focus on your ibadah and be mindful of Allah throughout the month as you fast, as the reward of deeds is multiplied in Ramadan. Allahumma ballighna Ramadan. I pray Allah forgives us all our sins, accepts our fast and ibadah, fulfills all our jayaz duas and makes it our best Ramadan yet. I pray we remain consistent with our worship even after Ramadan and rectify our hearts and actions through and after this blessed month. Allahumma ameen. Jazakallah khair for listening. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.